This is News Today with WDW News Today. I'm Tom Corliss of WDWNT.com. Here now are the top Disney park stories from around the world for September 21st, 2022. With just a matter of days left before Epcot's 40th anniversary, Disney has released a teaser of some of the new merchandise items that'll debut for the special occasion. Included in the video they released were looks at a spirit jersey, which you've already seen, that features the Epcot 40 logo in a rainbow of colors. It also has those pavilion logos down the arm. We can see that. And then there's also a button-down shirt, you know, my style, but I don't know, not an all-over print. I don't know how I feel about it. Another glimpse showed off a mini ear headband with a rainbow bow and magenta ears, as well as a Loungefly mini backpack with Spaceship Earth on it as the front pocket. There'll also be a short and long sleeve shirts for adults and children, as well as one item featuring the pavilion logos. For those cooler fall months, there's also a long sleeved raglan t-shirt. Teaser came as part of a Disney Parks video on Instagram, showing off the work that goes into a photo shoot. A few glimpses of apparel could be seen, with a more formal release set to come. Last month, we got a first look again at those pins that were previewed at the pin event, the World Showcase pins with characters on them. So we know about those. We know about these items. Disney should be posting the photos from this, photo shoot probably any day now. D23 announced a special Epcot 40 event as well for gold members on October 1st. Do note the event is already sold out, but as for what the event will include, essentially it will include park admission, early access to the park beginning at 7:30 a.m. with priority check-in, essentially a lightning lane, they're not calling it lightning lane, a lightning lane for Living with the Land as well, a continental breakfast and mixer from 9:30 a.m. until 10:45 a.m., and then the rest you get kind of get to explore the park on your own that day. There's also a $25 gift card for the festival. The gift card could be used for anything, but it's included. So this confirms in a lot of ways that Disney is not really celebrating the anniversary. There is a merchandise release. We know that much. And then D23, just a mixer with continental breakfast and photo ops, which I don't know how much of an Epcot celebration that is, but this is kind of sad, right? Because for the last several major Epcot anniversaries, we've had a fireworks tag. They did it for the 25th, the 30th, the 35th. Now we're just not doing it. And then the merchandise, we just talked about the merchandise. None of it is retro. We're not doing any retro merchandise this time, which I get we've done it every 5 years, but people still buy it. People love it. So the merchandise this time around, this is again, like what happened with Hollywood Studios, it was in the middle of that transformation when they hit the 30th anniversary. So the 30th became this moment of being like, yeah, we're transforming the park and here's a new logo. And everyone in the crowd groaned. And then that was the extent of the 30th celebration. Other than what fans did, WDWNT, of course, we did events for that. The 50th, of course, everyone knows we threw an event for the 50th because they didn't really do much. And now we're in this boat again where just the park anniversaries have become an afterthought, except for the easiest answer, which is merchandise. The easiest thing, it's like, well, we make that and we make a bunch of money and that's it. People show up either way. So why do anything extra for people, right? Why do anything more? I remember Epcot 25, they had Marty Sklar speak. It's a free thing. You could just go attend in a theater. Animal Kingdom's 10th anniversary, Joe Rohde spoke to the crowd. Again, free thing in a theater you could attend. Hollywood Studios 20th, they had Bob Weiss and a whole bunch of people present there. And they don't do any of this anymore. No more, and no more fireworks tags either. It's all done away with. But lucky for you, classic WDWNT fashion, we are going to celebrate Epcot's 40th in style with Celebration 40, taking place October 1st and 2nd. I know I've talked about this before, but on October 1st, we have a number of free-to-attend meetups at Epcot. Please just come join us. I'll give you the full official schedule for this day over the next few days. We're still ironing it out a little bit, but we're going to have lunch and see Voices of Liberty and do a bunch of rides, and it's a great chance to meet other like-minded fans, unlike a weird continental breakfast mixer, which is not kind of what fans are looking for either way. So on October 1st, we're going to do that. And October 2nd, we do have a day of presentations of people who made incredible stuff for Epcot and Epcot Center. And it all begins in the morning, first with former Imagineer Tim Delaney, who's going to talk about when he first joined Imagineering and he started immediately doing concept art for Epcot. So early concepts, first concepts for Epcot the Park. Tim was there. He worked with all these legendary Imagineers at the time, learned from them. Got some great stories about that. Then we have lunch, catered lunch here if you're joining us in person. And after that, our good friend Don Dorsey and Mark Nichols, the creative team behind Illuminations Reflections of Earth, the longest running nighttime show in Epcot history, one of the longest running nighttime shows in theme park history in 20 years. They're going to talk all about the creation of that show and share some never before seen stuff. If you missed our event for the farewell of Illuminations, we've got a recap of some cool stuff from that event. But then also Don has prepared some brand new stuff no one has ever seen, including concepts for shows for the millennium that were pitched for Epcot that never happened. Really cool stuff. And then after that, Tim Delaney is going to take the stage with me again. And we're going to talk all about a project he was the lead on, which was the Living Seas Pavilion in 1986, and the long, arduous journey from original concept to completion. I've talked to Tim for a couple hours on the phone the last 2 weeks and gone through the stories, and they're amazing. Great Michael Eisner and Frank Wells stories and all sorts of cool stuff. We're going to be able to learn on October 2nd, which I'm very excited about. If you want to join us in person or streaming, either way, tickets are available at events.wdwnt.com. At WDWNT Celebration right here in Celebration, Florida, moments away from Disney World. We do only have, I mean, our studio is essentially made for the recording of this show and also News Tonight, which has a small studio audience. We can cram 100 chairs in this room safely and comfortably. That's what we can do. And so attendance is very limited because of this. And so 1/5 of the tickets are gone already. So if you want to join us in person, I can't stress enough that you should go get your tickets now. If you want to stream the event, again, events.wdwnt.com. It's a $10 streaming ticket. Half of that money goes to Give Kids the World. And a portion, of course, of the in-person tickets goes to them as well. Great local charity. And I think it's just going to be a great day. And I've got some surprises planned for October 2nd as well, in typical Tom Corliss fashion. I've got a couple of surprises. So it'll be a memorable day, I think, for fans of Epcot. And we get to learn some really cool stuff. So again, Celebration 40, October 1st and 2nd, whether you can join us in person or join us from home, please do. I think it's going to be a wonderful time. And also, our Wigs Ultra members, we do have a Saratoga Springs Treehouse Villa Party for you on September 30th. Those details will be shared shortly. But you have to be Wigs Ultra because the treehouse doesn't have a lot of room. Some great surprises for that festivity as well. And I know a lot of people are tacking on joining us for the September 29th edition of News Tonight right here in the studio too. So you have a couple days of fun with us, please. When the 2022 Epcot International Festival of the Holidays kicks off on November 25th, guests will be given the gift of more time in the park. Beginning the same day, Epcot's operating hours will extend from until 9:30 p.m. close. And to accommodate the new hours, performances of Harmonious will also be pushed back to 9:30 p.m. Of course, typical park closing time, 9 p.m. Winnie the Pooh and friends have returned to the character dining at the Crystal Palace Restaurant in the Magic Kingdom for lunch and dinner. The buffet returned last year without characters. We have a full review of that on the site. We also have lots of pictures of this character return. When you visit Crystal Palace, you get a special card. You get an autograph card signed by all of these friends at the Friendship Day celebration. Eeyore, Pooh, Tigger, and Piglet, of course, appear. We have a full video review of the experience with the characters. I went and did this with Maddie the other day. So check it out right here on the channel. I know we've heard a lot of positive things so far, but please go check that out. Boo to you and you and you. And while bats, skeletons, and witches are a common sight around Mickey's Not-So-Scary Halloween Party at the Magic Kingdom, it seems like the realism has stepped up an extra notch with dozens of real-life bats that were spotted during the party last night. During our visit to Mickey's Not-So-Scary Halloween Party, our travels took us past the Adventureland Frontierland Breezeway near Pirates of the Caribbean and Pecos Bills. And there we saw dozens of bats congregating and flying around the breezeway. Apparently, this is not uncommon, but this was a lot more active than they are sometimes. It was kind of funny that it was also during the Halloween party. You can check out the videos on our website. We have a whole post, but it was a kooky, fun little thing that happened. Of course, Walt Disney World does use the bats to control the mosquito population on property. So nothing to fear here. They're actually helping out the guests at Disney World. A viral video on TikTok claims to show a family sneaking a child into the Magic Kingdom. The video posted by my friend It's Me Barbie shows a family with a child in a stroller entering the park, giving the appearance that they're an infant by putting them in an infant car seat. Currently, of course, children ages under the age of three don't have to pay for admission to the parks. A cast member seemed to notice a child waving as they went past, but once in the park, they removed the child from the stroller. While the child's age cannot be determined by appearance alone, the video implies the child is over the age of three, as they are much taller than the height limit for an infant car seat. The video has racked up over 700,000 likes and over 51,000 shares on TikTok. Commenters either supporting the move as a way to combat the high ticket price or accusing the group of breaking the rules. It's unclear from the video if the child is indeed older, if they just appear older. But it's an interesting conversation. Let us know in the comments how you feel about it. Calling all my Euro Disney fans out there, we found the ears for you. The Euro Disney 1992 inspired mini ears have now arrived at Walt Disney World. Of course, we've seen these in Paris and recently, strangely enough, at the Emporium in Disneyland. Now they're at the Emporium in Disney World for $29.99. The ears are red with a blue bow and a throwback to the opening year logo, signage, and merchandise. One ear shows the Euro Disney logo and the year it opened, 1992. Of course, Euro Disney now, Disneyland Paris. The blue bow features the original art for the lands of Euro Disney. You can see Le Château de la Belle Abordement, Discoveryland, and more all on there. I was going to do more of a rant, but I know I plugged Celebration 40 for an hour, so I won't do that. But I will say this. Please stop sending merchandise from other parks to other parks. Things should be special. Disney World merchandise should be in Disney World. Disneyland merchandise should be at Disneyland. Paris merchandise should stay at Disneyland Paris. There's no reason to go to these places if you make them less special by selling all the same stuff everywhere. That has to stop. Just please stop doing it. Guests traveling through Orlando International Airport now have a new home to shop for a bit of magic as the Walt Disney World store has officially opened at Terminal C. Cast members held a ribbon-cutting ceremony today to mark the occasion. It was shared by the airport's Twitter account. Shop opened in the Palm Court area along with the rest of the terminal on Monday. The shop offers plenty of merchandise found at the resort, including 50th anniversary merchandise. Perfect for flyers needing a little extra luggage space. There are plenty of suitcases and Loungefly mini backpacks as well. But if you're hand-carrying merchandise at that point, you have a problem. Screen displays images from the resort as well. One of the centerpieces of the store is a replica of Cinderella Castle, likely the one seen at Disney Springs at the start of the 50th celebration that went missing. And of course, it wouldn't be a Walt Disney World store without a classic photo opportunity, as there's figures of Minnie Mouse and Goofy appearing outside the store in front of a nighttime scene of the castle. And around the corner, Pluto can be found next to an outline of Mickey Mouse. And the store is open now. Not a lot of airlines operating out of Terminal C yet, so not sure how many people are going that way, but it's open. As the days get shorter, nighttime magic is coming back to Disney's Animal Kingdom with the return of the Beacon of Magic and the Tree of Life Awakening shows. Both projection shows are expected to return to the park beginning Saturday, October 1st at 7:45 p.m. Park is scheduled to close that day at 8, making the shows the perfect way to end your day at the park. With sundown coming much later in the spring and summer months, sometimes even after park close, the Tree of Life Awakenings have not been performed since April, which is a shame because it's a great show. For the absolute latest Disney Parks news, head on over to WDWNT.com and follow us on all your favorite social media platforms. This program is brought to you by the official travel agent sponsor of WDWNT, the Vacationeer, the engineers of your next magical vacation. Sit back and let their team of vacation planning experts craft your family's next Disney trip. The best part, their services are free. Visit WDWNT.travel for details. If you're enjoying the show, be sure to like this video, subscribe to WDW News Today on YouTube for more great content, and click the bell for notifications. Also, hit select all notifications so you never miss an episode of the show. You can also support the entire team behind the show by joining the WDWNT Inner Globe Society at patreon.com/WDWNT. For the worldwide leader in Disney Parks news, this is Tom Corliss saying, enjoy the rest of your today, and have a great big beautiful tomorrow.
WDW News Tonight is our weekly comedy show combining the news of the week, comedy segments, thoughtful discussions, insane characters, parody commercials, games, and more. Watch live on Thursdays at 9 p.m. and become a Wigs member to get access to a bonus post-show. Watch WDW News Tonight episodes anytime and live on YouTube, or get the audio-only version on iTunes and other podcast services.